A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. It is developing news on KSL News Radio. New documents obtained by KSL TV investigators show there were a number of calls made to police to get help for the children of YouTuber Ruby Frankie. KSL TV's Shelby Lofton reports.
Yes, it was taken down last year. There really was no specific reason given, but that was really in the height of its controversy. Viewers were saying, look, we have issues with how you parent your kids, and then it was taken down.
In all, KSL TV investigators discovered Springville police visited Frankie's home some 15 times over the course of 4 years, and five of those visits included child welfare officials. You can read the full story on KSLTV.com. A new lawsuit alleges that the Great Salt Lake is shrinking fast, and the state has done nothing to stop it. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Maria, several conservation groups allege that the state of Utah has an obligation to protect the Great Salt Lake's future, and that they've failed to do that. Dita Steed with the Center for Biological Diversity says the health of the lake will actually determine whether Utah continues to survive or turns into a hellscape.
We have the Saline Lake that is literally in the heart of the most populated portion of our state. Most of us live in northern Utah, and this lake is very endangered.
The lawsuit is asking the court to step in and force the state to send more river water to the lake instead of to people using it across the Wasatch Front. Reached for comment, the governor's office says they don't actually comment on ongoing litigation. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Defense attorneys for Lori Vallow Daybell have filed documents indicating that they plan to appeal her conviction for murder, fraud, and conspiracy in Idaho. The legal filing questions whether she should have been found competent to stand trial or sent back to a mental hospital instead, among other concerns. Daybell is serving a sentence of life without parole for the deaths of her two children and conspiracy and the death of her husband's late wife. We are gathering more details on an officer-involved shooting at a Layton apartment complex this morning. Layton Police Lieutenant Travis Lyman says that they were at the complex investigating another call when they spotted the suspect on his balcony with a rifle.
He was pointing that rifle all over the courtyard right there outside his apartment at a bunch of other apartments, and our officers were engaging with him, trying to get him to put that down for upwards of an hour.
At some point, an officer fired and hit the suspect. He was taken to a Salt Lake area hospital in serious condition. KSL's top national stories. A busy month ahead for Congress as lawmakers try to prevent a government shutdown. They have to pass 12 spending bills by the end of the month.
There's going to be movement in the Senate on that this week. Now, when the House comes back next week, it's a tall order for Speaker McCarthy to appease the far right part of his party and also keep the government open. How he pulls that off is still very much an open question.
That is ABC's Jay O'Brien reporting. Millions of kids and parents are back in school mode, and there's a warning about a viral infection. Here's ABC's Ariel Reshef.
The CDC concerned about the uptick in RSV cases in the Southeast in recent weeks. Experts say if pre-pandemic trends return, the respiratory illness will likely spread north and west over the next 2 to 3 months. Young children and older adults are most at risk for developing severe symptoms. A vaccine is now available for people over age 60. A shot for infants under 8 months will be available starting in the fall, and a vaccine for women who are 32 to 36 weeks pregnant is expected to be available soon.
Intermountain Health's Germ Watch reports the levels of RSV are moving around with minimal activity here in Utah right now. After an episode last week where he appeared to freeze in front of reporters, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is back on Capitol Hill this week with the rest of his colleagues. The congressional physician has said that McConnell got a neurological assessment and said that there was no evidence that he suffered a stroke or had a seizure.
I see him as sort of the Bill Belichick of politics.
Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana voicing his confidence in McConnell. Meantime, Moderna is announcing it's bringing a new COVID booster to town. The vaccine maker is now reporting a nearly ninefold increase in antibodies against the Omicron subvariant currently going around. Now, this booster could be available as soon as next week, and that comes just as new COVID hospitalizations are up nearly 16% in the past week. Those numbers are still far below the peak of the pandemic. KSL Sports. The BYU women's soccer team has done something that they have never done before. They are now ranked number one in the nation after starting the season undefeated with six straight wins. That includes a win over the previously top-ranked team, UCLA. Reporters are getting a first look today at the renovated St. George Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Public tours begin September 15th and will continue through November 11th. The St. George Temple was originally dedicated in 1877. It was the church's first temple in Utah. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Nice and quiet on the Valley freeways and our main secondaries right now. No accidents reported. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news different.
We're going to spend $4 trillion more than the government takes in. That's not sustainable.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Getting close to retirement? Or have you retired? You've probably got a ton of stress-filled questions on your mind. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Getting a second opinion with an individualized investment plan is vital, and our fiduciary advisors do just that. Take it from this Trajan Wealth client.
It was just so pleasant, so comfortable. I think we had seven different accounts, just stuff scattered all over the place. And then so we just started, here, we need, here's this, move this. And he explained, even explained it a couple different times. But if I have more questions, he said, just give us a call. And that's what I love. He's a phone call away. Like, I'm glad I know these guys. Such a huge weight off my shoulder.
Imagine not second-guessing investments or monthly retirement income. That's the peace of mind you'll get from working with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 today or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation, no conflicts. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call AnyHour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than AnyHour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. New documents show that there were a number of calls made to police to get help for the children of YouTuber Ruby Frankie. KSL News Time, 12:08. The state saw a lot of rain and humidity this summer, but should we expect to see that pattern continue? KSL News Radio's Dale Spaulding has more.
Three tropical weather events triggered a massive uptick in Utah's moisture. National Weather Service meteorologist Nicole Desmet explains.
One was Hurricane Hillary that impacted California, and it brought all of its moisture up through California, Nevada, and through here as well.
It also included weather patterns from the Gulf of California and the Gulf of Mexico combining and moving north. You've seen dew forming on cool September mornings between 40 and 50 degrees. Last month, the Salt Lake International Airport reported dew forming in temperatures as high as 72 degrees, a new state record for the month of August. Dale Spaulding, KSL News Radio.
The cost of insuring a vehicle keeps going up. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Auto insurance rates have gone up 16% in the last year and 70% in the last decade. Some states, like Florida and Colorado, went up more than 50%, while Utah only went up 2%. As a solution to the growing cost, some Americans are downgrading their insurance plans to liability only, paying more money for less coverage. A spokesperson for State Farm said they expect the cost to continue going up as maintenance, repairs, and the cost of used cars get more expensive. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
It's a rare occasion when we start our noontime drive with not much happening on the Valley freeways, but that's exactly what we have going on. If you're traveling on I-15, you have good speeds up and down that corridor in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways seeing a nice and quiet drive. Now, we do have a crash in Utah County, Highway 6, about 2 miles east of Eureka. I don't expect that's going to be causing too many issues. Today and tomorrow, Zero Res is opening up their $25 special. Schedule your carpet cleaning today, and you'll pay just $25 per room. Only with Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. Call for details or schedule online at ZeroRes.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We are on the cusp of early fall. We'll go for a high of 86 today. Sunny skies. Overnight lows will dip off into the upper 50s and low 60s. Tomorrow, blue skies, 88 the high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 79 degrees. Coming up on Utah's Noon News. If you've ever missed a credit card payment, there's a lot of reasons you don't want to do that. We'll go in depth coming up next. This is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, your all-day companion for news.
As the weather turns colder, this is when you need to get those new windows. So call Advanced Window Products. They'll replace your single-pane, rickety old windows with stylish, state-of-the-art double-pane windows with precision frames. You pick the style and color. They're custom-made right here in Salt Lake City. This company is so Utah. It's run by two guys who grew up here, Jake Weber and Utes defensive star Nate Orchard, the mayor of Sacktown with 7 NFL seasons under his belt. Great guys, great company, building high-quality windows for 37 years. Unlike other companies, they build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. No middleman. There's Jake, Nate, and their team, and there's you. Saving on the highest quality windows right now before winter. Get $2,000 off 10 windows or more, and they offer 60-month 0% financing. So call Advanced Window Products now. You could have stylish new windows in 8 weeks. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Every business deserves a great deal. That's why, for a limited time, we're launching the Mobile Made Free event. With Comcast Business Internet, new and existing customers can find out how to get one line of unlimited mobile free for a year. Yep, you heard that right. An entire year, free. It's our best internet, powered by the next generation 10G network and with 99.9% reliability, paired with the flexibility to bring your own mobile device for no extra cost. Plus, you can save even more on additional lines for anyone in your business who needs one. And a whole year of savings. Well, that adds up. Business-ready mobile service for free. Every day of every month for a whole year. Don't wait. The Mobile Made Free event is happening now. Comcast Business. Power and possibilities.
Ends September 21st, 2023. Restrictions apply. Mobile offer requires 100 megabits per second internet package and new unlimited intro mobile service. Other restrictions apply.
The Utah RV Super Show at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, September 14th through 17th. Get information and discount passes at UtahRVSupershow.com.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
environmental groups are suing the state of Utah, alleging that leaders haven't done enough to try and save the Great Salt Lake from shrinking. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, concerns about YouTuber Ruby Frankie's children were reported to police and the Department of Child and Family Services over a year ago. The reports date back to April of 2022. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
You're good to go on I-15 north or southbound between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. No accidents and no delays on any of the rest of your valley freeways. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Back to the 80s today with sunny skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's sunny and 79 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A battle in Congress brewing over a new budget and a deadline to pass legislation at the end of this month to avoid a government shutdown. ABC's Jay O'Brien says the Senate is already working on a proposal ahead of House lawmakers' return next week.
We've seen movement from Republicans and Democrats in the Senate to work together to try to pass some spending bills and really jam up the House and say, look, we've done this work. Can you, as the House of Representatives, carry the ball across the goal line and fund the government potentially? And if you can't fund the government, do some kind of a stopgap funding measure that keeps the government open while this broader funding fight plays out.
The first televised hearing in the Georgia election racketeering case is underway at the Fulton County Courthouse. A judge is hearing arguments from lawyers for Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbro. The two ex-Trump attorneys are requesting their cases be severed from other defendants, including former President Trump's. All 19 defendants have entered pleas of not guilty. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making an unannounced visit to Ukraine, meeting with his Ukrainian counterpart today and Ukraine's President Zelensky. He says the U.S. is pledging more aid. In Hawaii, a first-of-its-kind lawsuit against the government has now been filed by a family of a woman who died in the Maui wildfires.
Rebecca Rands could not escape the wildfire. She tried to get away. Her escape routes were cut off, and she was overtaken by flames and died in Lahaina. Now the father of the 57-year-old is filing a lawsuit against the county of Maui and the state of Hawaii, naming them as co-defendants, claiming they are liable for her death because of invasive, non-native, and flammable grasses that have been allowed to spread on Maui that he says should have been cut down. He says the deaths were preventable. He also names Hawaiian Electric and a major landowner on Maui for being responsible for his daughter's death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Extreme heat is back in the U.S., alerts impacting 20 states. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We've all missed a credit card payment before, at least most of us have, but here's why you should take care not to. ABC's Derek Dennis explains.
A potential financial storm brewing. 70 million more credit cards out there than before the pandemic. The average interest rate climbing to nearly 21%. And now student loan debt payments about to resume. Borrowers missing credit card payments already on the rise. And Jennifer Streak, senior personal finance reporter for Insider, says,
as soon as you have a 30-day late, it can affect your credit. It can be reported. So, and it can drop your credit score as much as 80 points.
And ABC News chief business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis adds that can have a huge effect.
That is the difference between a really good mortgage rate and a really bad mortgage rate.
The advice from Streaks, call your credit card company before you miss a payment.
It's really hard once that late payment occurs to find a resolution. But if you can get on the phone with the issuer ahead of time and say, I'm struggling financially, maybe my student loan payments have started, now you have an opportunity to engage the issuer and actually say, let's find a solution together.
For what it's worth, I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And if you missed a payment, one of the best things you can do is quickly pay the minimum payment as soon as possible. Call your issuer and try to negotiate the payment and don't miss another one. KSL News Time 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are looking at a quiet drive for your noon hour. If you're out and about to grab a bite to eat, your main secondaries and most of your surface streets are seeing a pretty typical drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along with no problems. Do you want a heating and air company which uses third-party verification over their work and one that's the highest rated on both Google and Yelp? Then call At Your Service Pros, 801-YOUR-PRO. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 86 today with sunny skies. High pressure remains in control through the weekend, so Thursday, 88, sunny. 89 on Friday, Saturday, 89 again.
We dip it up to 87 by Sunday. Increased clouds on Monday and Tuesday will go partly cloudy both days with highs in the mid-80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Not quite 80, 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City right now. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Taking a quick check of the markets, the Dow fell 250 points today as the Treasury yields rose. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
I lost 34 pounds on the Soda weight loss system. It'll be 2 years this December that I started the
Crazy
program.
Crazy to think about.
Yes. And what's so awesome about that is that not only did I lose the 34 pounds in less than 3 months, but who cares about that if you gain it right back? With Soda weight loss, S-O-T-A stands for state of the art. They stay with you for the rest of your life if you want them to. The maintenance program is offered for the rest of your life so that when you do fall down a little bit or you gain a pound here or there, or maybe something, you know, your diet has to change for medical reasons, they can keep you where you need to be.
And it's that one-on-one treatment that you get from a nutritionist who becomes a friend along the way.
For sure.
And their goal is the same as yours. We've said this time and time again, but they want to make sure you keep that weight off just like you do. My daughter started about the same time you did. She lost 42 pounds and she's been able to keep hers off. Gains a couple, loses a couple, and they're right there to help her through the maintenance phase at no extra charge. Find out more by going to SotaWeightLoss.com, spelled S-O-T-A. Think Tim and Amanda. It is state of the art.
At Shane Company, we believe everybody is made to shine. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. Your moments, your milestones, your love story all deserve to shine bright. You don't need an occasion. You and your life are the event. So put on earrings that make you sparkle, diamonds that light up the room, an heirloom you'll treasure for years to come. We're all made to shine. Shane Company, fine jewelry since 1929.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Get Mr. Mack's Performance Missionary Package. One performance suit, four and collar stretch shirts, three ties, one mission belt, and one pair of Echo or Johnson & Murphy shoes. Just $595.
Dave and Debbie.
Where do people in Utah have an opportunity on a regular basis to voice their opinions? That's on our show on KSL News Radio. You have a way to share your experiences and to get your message out to the entire community. Where else in Utah can they go? Nowhere. That's on our show.
We have to be so careful not to take things out of context. It's very easy to manipulate what someone says to fit your own narrative. And we don't want to do that. We want to take your best argument, you take my best argument, and if we don't always say it perfectly, that's okay. It's a conversation. It's a give and take.
Listeners call the show and are willing to share how they're dealing with life circumstances. This is why our show is so important to this community and why our listeners are so important to KSL News Radio.
Listen for Dave and Dejanovic 9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
KSL News Time 1224. The Division of Wildlife Resources returned to Highland High School this week after two more bats were found in the school.
It's been nearly a month-long ordeal getting all the bats out of the school, and because those particular types of bats are protected species, the building cannot be fully exterminated. And now two more bats have been found on Tuesday, both dead. Cheerleader Lean Hua says they've gotten used to the bats, but still got a big surprise Tuesday morning at cheer practice.
Everyone starts talking about how there's a dead bat on the floor right over there, and no one really knows exactly what to do about it.
She tells KSL5 she saw bats last year, then took videos during a mini cheer clinic last month of bats flying through the halls, crawling on the floors inside the school. She hopes all of the bats are now gone. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Some rare items from rock royalty are going up for auction today.
Freddie Mercury fans, today's the day you've been saving for. Sotheby's is auctioning off a bunch of rare stuff belonging to the Queen frontman. Among the highlights, Mercury's Yamaha Baby Grand Piano, on which he wrote songs including Bohemian Rhapsody. That's expected to fetch £2 to £3 million.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
There are also handwritten lyrics to Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions, and more. Even his Tiffany mustache comb. Money from the auction will be donated to the Mercury Phoenix Trust and the Elton John AIDS Foundation. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Watching Utah's Money, Utah's newest city is Utah City. It's a 700-acre plant development in Vineyard, and the goal is to place everything within walking distance. Planners are calling it the future urban core of Utah County and say a top priority is achieving net zero emissions. It's Amazon versus the Federal Trade Commission this month over a lawsuit accusing the company of breaking antitrust rules. Wall Street Journal reports the FTC will be looking at whether Amazon favors its own products over those of other sellers on the platform. Lawyers for Amazon say any changes to the company's structure will raise prices for customers. Utah tops the country in terms of household debt. The new ranking comes from fintech PR group Cultural Currents Institute, and it shows the Utah families are spending an average of 138% of the state's average salary. Now, one possible explanation is the state's young population, which has more loans to pay and more financial mistakes. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow right now down by 176 points. It's about 1% in a quarter, sitting at 13,847. Excuse me, that's the Nasdaq. The Dow is down 198 points. I knew that was weird. About 0.5%. It sits at 34,441. S&P is down by 36. The Nasdaq down by 173 points. About 1.25%. It sits at 13,847. If you're wondering why downtown Salt Lake has been booming, the New York Times is offering an explanation.
The New York Times report points out that with one of the strongest economies and youngest workforces in the nation, it makes sense that Salt Lake City is attracting startups, especially in the tech sector. And that only got a boost from the work-from-home lifestyle that rose with the pandemic. While those of us who lived here before are reeling from the sticker shock, the Kim C. Gardner Institute says housing prices have more than doubled in just 5 years, and it's attracted digital workers looking for bigger, cheaper housing than they could get in New York or California, with the proximity of outdoor recreation providing a nice built-in perk. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
An update of your drive coming up next, and join Mitch Harper this Friday at Macy's in American Fork, 135 East Main Street from 4 to 7 for fun, prizes, and chances to win tickets to the BYU Southern Utah football game or a Macy's gift card.
Well, that was BYU did not move the ball. Underwhelming. The Cougs will punt it away.
This week, the Cougars try to pick up the pace against Southern Utah. Listen for our extended pregame coverage Saturday starting at 9 and kickoff at 1 on Utah's legacy home for the Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Any trouble spots, Ricky?
We had an accident in Murray at the South Interchange. It was on the collector ramp from westbound I-215 South, built to go to I-15. It looked like a single vehicle into a wall. They got it moved over to the right shoulder, and now they moved it off the road completely in order to make sure it's taken care of. So, overall, Valley Freeway traffic still in good shape with good speeds throughout. Our main secondaries are reported as problem-free. How do you know if you're getting the best deal on employee benefits? Well, you don't unless you get free quotes from every insurance company every year. Visit shopmyplan.com to get free quotes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Northern Utah is right on the fringe of a high-pressure system that'll keep us nice in the mid-80s today with sunny skies. Overnight lows will be in the low 60s. Sunny again tomorrow with a high of 88. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny 79 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, in Ogden at 73, Provo at 72 degrees, St. George at this hour, a toasty 82.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. A police shooting in a Layton apartment complex has left a man in serious condition after he allegedly fired a rifle at officers. Neighbors are saying this is becoming an all-too-common trend. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Gunshots and domestic violence are becoming a frequent alarm clock in the Leighton Meadows apartment complex, according to resident Abby Mott.
Police is here quite often for various different things like drugs, domestics, and so on and so forth.
She and her wife Leah have lived there for 4 years now, but things are changing.
Probably within this last year, not feeling quite as safe living in my own home where I should feel safe.
Whilst interviewing the couple, families with young children started to emerge from other apartments, beginning the day amongst the chaos. From Layton, Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story. The wait is on as the votes in the Republicans' second congressional district primary race continue to be counted. Salt Lake County Clerk Lanny Chapman tells David Dujanovic there could be several thousand votes still arriving in the mail at their office, but they'll just have to wait for at least another day to see.
It'll be really interesting to see how many more ballots that we're going to get back. Right now, I don't have an expected number.
Chapman says the vast majority of people in Salt Lake County voted by mail. They will update those local vote totals tomorrow afternoon. And the race is still too close to call, though GOP convention winner Celeste Molloy wakes up today in the lead. Now, can Becky Edwards make up the votes that she's currently trailing? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports it's looking bleak for Edwards.
She is not polling well enough in the urban counties of Salt Lake and Davis to be able to make up the votes that Celeste Molloy is pulling from rural Utah and specifically Washington County. So I know we're not going to get any Salt Lake County results today. So that means when the dump comes, it will likely boost the lead of Celeste Molloy.
We should learn more results and the number of ballots left to count around 5 o'clock. This primary election has highlighted the difference between voters in urban areas and those in more rural ones. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
The election results are showing where the voters' priorities lie. Celeste Molloy is taking the lead in the district's rural counties of Washington, Iron, Tooele, and Sevier, while Becky Edwards takes urban counties, Davis and Salt Lake. Both frontrunners describe themselves as conservatives, but they hold different opinions on former President Donald Trump, who's played a major role in Utah's politics. Molloy showed consistent support for the former president, even suggesting that his indictment was politically charged, while Edwards encouraged voters to look at other potential candidates for the 2024 election. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The race to replace Congressman Chris Stewart isn't the only one that's close. The mayor's race in Ogden is neck and neck, too. Now, there's a less than a 100-vote difference between the two frontrunners. Now, there are seven candidates, not including the current mayor, who announced earlier this year that he will not be seeking re-election. He has been mayor since 2011. Now, the top five candidates are still within 235 votes of each other and with about 25% of the votes uncounted. KSL's top national stories. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is standing behind Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
He does a fine job. He's able to lead our party.
Senator Romney and the GOP Senate conference say that they have confidence in McConnell's ability to lead after he froze in front of reporters on two separate occasions in recent weeks. New audio transcripts reviewed by ABC News found that former President Trump's attorneys tried to warn him that the FBI could raid Mar-a-Lago. But those transcripts also showed the warnings fell flat. More from ABC's Catherine Falders.
Some of this has been made public, but a lot of the new details that we report have not been. For example, we learned that Corcoran, his lawyer, warned Trump that the FBI could raid Mar-a-Lago if he failed to comply with the subpoena. We also learned from Corcoran's notes that he was warned by other attorneys to Trump that Trump would, quote unquote, go ballistic if he had to comply with the subpoena. So it definitely sheds more light on the evidence that Special Counsel Jack Smith has.
Former President Trump maintains that he didn't deliberately hold back classified documents from federal officials. Right now, a judge in Georgia is deciding if two of the January 6th defendants can sever their cases from the rest of the group. They are both former Trump attorneys, and they are charged with conspiring to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election.
There have been a few people who have filed these motions to sever, which means that they want this case, their cases, to be tried on a separate track. The hearing today will only deal with Trump, former Trump attorneys Kenneth Chesebrough and Sidney Powell. They filed these motions to sever. For example, Kenneth Chesebrough has said that the charges against him are unrelated, his lawyers say, to those of Sidney Powell, that he wants to be tried separately.
That is ABC's Catherine Falders. First look traffic. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
It's been pretty quiet out there. The one accident we had in Murray at the south interchange on the collector ramp from I-215 south belt to I-15 has already been cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Claim KSL News Radio.
Our wild weather year continues. There's a big cleanup effort now underway.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio, then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Visit Serenoni Luxury Blanket Warehouse Sale Wednesday, September 6th at Orion Event Center in Linden. Save on the world's softest blankets for babies to adults. Get huge discounts on the best gifts ever.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Votes are still being counted in the Republican 2nd Congressional District primary race, so no declared winner yet. KSL News Time, 1236. A lawsuit was filed today against the state of Utah by conservation and community groups about the Great Salt Lake. Now, the suit says the state has failed to ensure that the lake has enough water to prevent ecological collapse. The Utah Rivers Council says upstream diversions have deprived the lake of water, causing a significant drop in the lake's level. Now, the suit seeks a court order directing Utah's leaders to implement meaningful solutions that provide more water to the lake. It also seeks protection for migratory birds and for a variety of industries that include brine shrimp fishing, tourism, recreation, and water skiing. Netflix chairman Reed Hastings is now the majority owner of Powder Mountain. He has made a $100 million investment, with a portion of it funding improvements that will expand skiable terrain, create a new Nordic and snowshoe trail system, and support the progression of all levels, abilities, and ages on the mountain. Now, resort officials say some of those improvements are underway and will be ready for visitors this season. Students and faculty at Highland High School are hoping that they have seen the last of the bats after two more were found this week. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Those two bats were found dead, then disposed of by workers from the Division of Wildlife Resources. They say the bats won't be tested for rabies because no one came into close contact with them. Cheerleader Lean Hua tells KSL 5 she's noticed the bats there since last year.
During the summer, we had a mini cheer clinic for little kids, and there was a bat flying through the hall.
It's been nearly a month-long ordeal getting all the bats out of the school, and because those particular types of bats are protected species, building cannot be fully exterminated. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The general deer hunt begins in Utah in just a few weeks, and we spoke to a hunter named Eddie who says, if this will be your first hunt, do everything you can to be ready, including plenty of target shooting to make sure that you're familiar with the weapon.
Just have fun. There's a lot that you're not going to know, and hopefully you have someone that's awesome and is a good time to take you out to share that experience with you. But honestly, just enjoy the anticipation.
Now, he says, if you're taking someone out for their first hunt, take them to your best place and make sure that they get a chance to actually shoot at whatever it is that you are hunting. KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
Good speeds on I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake in Utah County's north or southbound direction. A problem-free drive on the rest of your valley freeways. Our main secondary is also in good shape. And we are also back to a crash-free commute on the freeways and main secondaries. Sprinkler system on autopilot. It's time to dial back outdoor watering. For more ways to save water, visit Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District at jvwcd.org/conservation. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great weather this afternoon with a high of 86 degrees and sunny skies. Overnight lows in the low 60s. Some of us could dip into the upper 50s. Clear skies. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 88 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And the temperature has jumped to 81 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, what Utah's special congressional election could mean for the presidential race next year. This is KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, your all-day companion for news.
Hey guys, are you over 30? Let's talk about testosterone and performance. Your testosterone can decline at an average of 1% to 2% a year after you turn 30. And Revive Men's Health have been experts at treating men with low testosterone and ED since 2011. We're the clinic guys come to when their current treatment isn't working, they have a complicated medical condition, or they're just not happy with their performance. We love what we do and the patients we care for. You can ask our patients. We did, and we have a 99% patient satisfaction rate this year. Our patients even tell us we're more affordable than their insurance deductibles and copays. Let's get to the bottom of your issues and fix them. That's what we do, and we do it really well. Book your T-check and exam today. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or send us a private message at revivemenshealth.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Attention smart homeowners, you don't have to fall for flashy promises and companies that don't even prove their work. At Your Service Pros uses third-party verification software called MeasureQuick to ensure your new HVAC system is installed correctly. This ultimate game changer in the HVAC industry lets you, the homeowner, have proof of how your system was installed. At Your Service Pros utilizes our Bluetooth tools to upload all of your system's information into MeasureQuick. We rely on data-driven insights to properly commission, optimize, and fine-tune your HVAC system for peak performance, improving your family's comfort, lowering your utility bills, and extending the life of your HVAC system. With rebates and tax credits available totaling more than $7,500 on a dual-fuel heating and cooling system, it is now more important than ever that your HVAC system be installed correctly. So call us today at 801-YOUR-PRO. That's 801-YOUR-PRO. Have the peace of mind of saving up to 50% on your new system and knowing it's installed correctly by calling 801-YOUR-PRO.
Hi, I'm Heather Kelly with KSL News Radio. I have a podcast, Money Making Sense. My passion is to help people keep more money in their pockets by learning how to cut costs.
Unplugging unused gadgets can cut your bill by 10%.
This includes anything from understanding your health insurance options.
How do those co-payments or deductibles or out-of-pockets play in? And what is it going to cost me?
To smart strategies for buying a home on your budget. But it isn't all about the cash. Not getting scammed and preventing financial abuse is a big part of Money Making Sense.
The biggest piece that's holding women back on being able to leave is feeling financially trapped.
Basically, if money affects your life in any way, I'll talk about it. That includes speaking with ambassadors, state governors, and even the U.S. Secretary of Transportation about where your tax dollars are going. Follow Money Making Sense for free wherever you get your favorite podcasts on KSLPodcast.com or the KSL News Radio app.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
residents living in the Leighton Meadows apartment block say the police-involved shooting that happened there this morning is becoming a familiar scene. On KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, the race to replace the open congressional district's 2-seat is still too close to call, but GOP convention winner Celeste Molloy woke up today in the lead. We are expecting another ballot dump at 5 tonight. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We are enjoying a crash-free, delay-free noontime drive that's on your valley freeways, including I-15 between Ogden and Provo, and your main secondaries. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
80s today with a subtle warming trend, but dry skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny 81 downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A Fulton County judge heard oral arguments in the Georgia racketeering election interference case involving former President Trump and 18 other defendants. Two ex-Trump attorneys, Kenneth Chesbro and Sidney Powell, asking to sever their cases from the others to ensure they receive a speedy trial. Judge Scott McAfee said that he would order Chesbro and Powell to stand trial together on October 23rd and ask prosecutors about their expectations.
You're saying that right now you would predict that if it was just a trial of Ms. Powell and Mr. Chesbro, that the state's going to need those same amount of witnesses, same amount of exhibits, and that same amount of time?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The judge has not made a decision on severing trials for other defendants. The manhunt in Pennsylvania intensifying as police search for convicted murderer Danilo Cavalcante. That inmate escaped from Chester County Prison a week ago and has been spotted on video surveillance. Triple-digit temperatures and extreme heat and humidity blanketing states from Texas to the Northeast. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah and Rhode Island held special elections last night in two very different politically leaning states. Senior elections analyst for 538, Nathaniel Rakich, talks about how the rest of the nation is viewing these elections and are the results in Utah and Rhode Island indicators to what's going to happen around the country this fall.
I think that both of them are kind of hard to extrapolate out. So, you know, let's take a look at the Utah race, for example. I think a lot of people nationally are looking ahead to next year. Senate primary in Utah with Mitt Romney, whether or not he runs for re-election, and also kind of whether he will survive, given that his reputation is as kind of an anti-Trump, more moderate Republican who could be in trouble in a primary. And of course, in special primary, you had a candidate who said openly that she voted for Joe Biden in 2020, Becky Edwards, going up against two more traditional Republicans. And right now, Edwards is in second place. She could still win it. The votes are still being counted. But she only has 36% of the vote. And I think it's pretty clear that if the two other candidates had kind of combined, if one of them had dropped out and endorsed the other one, Celeste Molloy and Bruce Huff were both more kind of mainstream Republicans, that they would have defeated her pretty easily. So I think maybe what that says about the Romney race is that if Romney were to face a fractured field of more conservative candidates, he could prevail. If he goes one-on-one against somebody like Brad Wilson, he might not.
Are the more conservative candidates bringing primary challenges in other parts of the country, too?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, we saw, obviously, in after Donald Trump's impeachment after January 6th, he went on kind of a rampage trying to end the careers of the, I believe it was 10 Republicans who voted to impeach him. And he endorsed their opponents in the 2022 primaries. And only, I believe, 8 of those 10 were defeated. So definitely the Republican Party, you know, the electorate, I mean, you can see this in the national polls of the 2024 presidential race, most Republican voters do support Trump and Trumpism. And that is also reflected in these down ballot races where you see that the kind of anti-Trump candidates, when they win, they get, at most 36% of the vote, the way that Becky Edwards has right now.
We are watching the voting updates as they come in, and we will keep you posted right here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. What's happening, Ricky?
We do have a report of debris in the road. It's a big tire on I-15 near Pioneer Crossing in American Fork, and UHP is on their way to get that cleared out of the lanes of travel. Doesn't seem to be impacting traffic. In fact, we have a delay-free drive on I-15, and that's anywhere in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. All the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also seeing a nice and quiet drive. Utah Symphony's Films in Concert series delivers full feature films on the big screen as the orchestra plays the soundtrack live. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. How about some 80s? We'll go 86 today, sunny. Tomorrow, blue skies, 88. We keep it clear Friday and Saturday with highs right around 89 degrees. Slightly cooler on Sunday, 87. We then add some clouds to the forecast Monday, Tuesday. We'll call it partly cloudy and mid-80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 81 degrees in Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A quick check of the markets. Looks like the Dow has made a little bit of an improvement, still down by about 0.5%. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Summer's coming to an end. Kids are going back to school, and it's time to get caught up on all those household chores you let fall by the wayside. Lucky for you, today and tomorrow, Zero Res is opening up their $25 special. Schedule your carpet cleaning today, and you'll pay just $25 per room. If you're excited for cooler weather and cozy nights indoors, imagine how much better it will be coming home to a clean and residue-free home. The Zero Res cleaning process has been proven to remove more dirt, dust, and allergens than the other guys. Plus, the no residue cleaning means your carpets will stay cleaner longer. That's value. Today and tomorrow only, schedule your Zero Res carpet cleaning and pay just $25 per room cleaned. 4-room minimum, but there are no maximums. Carpet cleaning for just $25 per room, only at Zero Res Carpet and Air Ducts Cleaning. Schedule today and save some money while you're at it. Sale ends on Thursday. Nephi to Ogden, everyone can schedule online at ZeroRes.com.
If you've had painful kidney stones, you know you don't want more. Moonstone Stone Stopper is a simple solution that works. Created and recommended by top kidney stone doctors, Stone Stopper is an alkali citrate formula scientifically proven to prevent crystallization. Stone Stopper's patented formula is gentle on the stomach and is available in easy-to-swallow capsules, gummies, and powder drinks that make hydration delicious. Stone Stopper is available at participating Walmart and Walgreens stores. Look for the red stop sign on the bottom shelf of the vitamin aisle. For more information or to find a store near you, go to stonestopper.com.
Is shopping for medical supplies online leaving you feeling intimidated and overwhelmed? Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical. I want to share a real customer story with you.
The moment I walked into Alpine, I felt cared for. They pulled me into a private room, and the Alpine professional happily set up my CPAP machine, explaining everything I needed to know. The service didn't stop there. After I went home, Alpine called me a week later just to check on me. These guys really are the experts. Before Alpine, I was so stressed trying to navigate what I needed online by myself. But all the stress went away when I went to their store. They really do deserve 5 stars.
We know when you walk through our doors, you deserve to be cared for. Stop by any of our 11 locations and discover the Alpine Home Medical difference. When you need assistance, we're here for you. AlpineHomeMedical.com.
Found your dream house, but not your dream rate? Make your purchase with a home loan from Cypress Credit Union. Refinance within 12 months if rates drop, and Cypress Credit Union will take care of the refinancing fees.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. We're committed to letting you know exactly what's going on. On our show, we're going to bring you up to speed on what's happening in the world to this moment. At the same time, the news can be really burdensome. It can leave you feeling a little bit depressed, and even a little bit more depressed. My Minute of News is just a moment to lift you up. I'm blessed that KSL has given me the freedom to talk about whatever I want. Literally, it is my minute of news. Sometimes it's pegged to what's happening that very day. Sometimes it might be something bizarre that you didn't know happening somewhere else in the world. To make you smile for a moment, even on a difficult day, and make you realize the world is still spinning. I am so honored that so many people have appreciated and enjoy the minute of news every afternoon.
Ride home with Jeff Kaplan, weekdays 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1254. One way to know summer is officially over. Billboard has crowned its Song of the Summer.
For the first time in almost 50 years, a country song finished on top of Billboard's Songs of the Summer chart.
No way was I last night.
Morgan Wallen's Last Night defined the season, according to Billboard. The chart is based on streams, sales, airplay, and more from Memorial Day through Labor Day. The last country song to finish first, John Denver's Annie Song in 1974. Luke Combs' Fast Car cover was second this year, making it the first time country songs claimed the top two spots. Calm Down from Rema and Selena Gomez finished third. Jason Anderson, ABC News, Hollywood.
KSL News Time, 1255, watching Utah's money. Pandemic-era money that helped families pay for child care is stopping this month. The Child Care Stabilization Program covered nearly 10 million kids, with 35,000 of those living in Utah. That's according to the Century Foundation. Now, this could cause parents to quit their jobs to spend more time taking care of their children. Elon Musk pulled a $1 billion loan from SpaceX around the time that he bought Twitter. The Wall Street Journal reports that the rocket company approved the plan and backed it with its own stocks. Musk apparently paid back the loan quickly and has done this before with several of his companies. United Airlines says the software update that grounded all of its national flights Tuesday is not a cybersecurity issue. The hour-long delay happened when an update slowed down the airline's IT systems, and the Federal Aviation Administration asked United to stop all flights nationwide. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 181 points, about a half a percent, sitting at 34,461. S&P down by 33. The NASDAQ, it's down by more than a full percent, down 161 points. A new report finds your least secure tech device may be in your driveway.
Cars are the worst category of products for privacy, according to the Mozilla Foundation. The nonprofit found 84% of automakers share data collected from drivers with outside parties. The kind of information collected ranges from vehicle data, like where drivers go and what music they listen to more intimate things like medical information, even sex life. Mozilla found over 90% of the 25 brands they looked at provide drivers with little to no control over their personal data. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.